Father, we are thankful for the truth of that message. And we can imagine what a morning that was. We thank you that we can celebrate that. And I pray that you would heighten our appreciation of that as we study that this morning. But we're here to celebrate the fact that death could not hold him. He rose from the dead. Praise God for that. So thank you, Lord. Now help us truly worship this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, before you're seated in your new seats, say hello to somebody.
Hi. Hello.
All right. Next week they'll all be in, so you can go back to your normal seats. But it's nice to have you bunched up. It's nice to have you bunched up. All right. As you can imagine, the resurrection took everybody by surprise. You know, I think the one group that, as I read, that really didn't seem to be surprised of all things. Were the scribes and the Pharisees who killed Jesus. We'll see that later. But his disciples were surprised. And this is a story from Luke chapter 24 about two of his disciples going home to Emmaus. It's about 7 miles from Jerusalem and what happened to them. And I think the reason I like this story is I think it does encapsulate and just kind of bring together, I think, how they were all feeling. And this is glorious. And so it's called He's Alive. Cliff's going to read the story for you, and then we'll sing it.
Luke 24:13-35. And behold, two of them were going that very day to a village named Emmaus, which was about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking with each other about all the things which had taken place. While they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself approached and began traveling with them, but their eyes were prevented from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What are these words that you are exchanging with one another as you are walking?" And they stood still, looking sad. One of them, named Cleopas, answered and said to him, "Are you the only one visiting Jerusalem and unaware of the things which have happened here in these days?" And he said to them, "What things?" And they said to him, "The things about Jesus, the Nazarene, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word, and in the sight of God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to the sentence of death and crucified him. But we were hoping that it was he who was going to redeem Israel. Indeed, besides all this, it is the third day since these things happened. But also some women among us amazed us when they were at the tomb early in the morning and did not find his body. They came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just exactly as the women also had said. But him they did not see. And he said to them, O foolish men and slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken. Was it not necessary for Christ to suffer these things and enter into his glory? Then beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them the things concerning himself in all the scriptures. And they approached the village where they were going, and he acted as though he was going farther. But they urged him, saying, "Stay with us, for it is getting towards evening, and the day is now nearly over." So he went in to stay with them. When he had reclined at the table with them, he took the bread and blessed it, and breaking it, he began giving it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. They said to one another, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he was speaking to us on the road, while he was explaining the scriptures to us?" And they got up that very hour and returned to Jerusalem and found gathered together the 11 and those who were with them, saying, "The Lord has truly risen and has appeared to Simon." And they began to relate their experiences on the road and how he was recognized by them in the breaking of the bread.
He's alive. this rose to set my fears away. Eyewitness testimonies of the resurrection happened some 2,000 years ago. And the question always is, how do you know that actually happened? Well, the song expresses it. How do I know he lives? Because he lives within my heart. As somebody said, as I talked to him this morning, and as I was reading his word, he talked back to me. And there's that walking and talking with him where he's alive. I mean, it's hard to express, but it's the reality of the living Jesus in us and the fact that he is coming back soon. And Lord, we want to be ready. So Father, as we gather this morning on Easter and as people gather around the world on Easter in different time zones, in different cultures, in different ways, but as they truly gather to celebrate Jesus Christ resurrection from the dead, you know, we're all celebrating the same thing. We're celebrating life. We're celebrating your love. We're celebrating your mercy and your grace and your salvation. And we're celebrating the hope that you have given us. Because as Jesus said, because I live, you will live also. And as we'll see, his resurrection is the first fruits, and we're coming behind him. And so that's the great assurance we have, and we thank you for that. Oh, my goodness, Lord, we thank you for that. We would be a people certainly to be pitied if we didn't have that hope. And so I pray that around the world, and certainly up and down our corridor here, that we would truly worship you and just embrace the truth of resurrection. And, you know, we know that there are... So we're thankful. We are very thankful. But Lord, you know our hearts, and you know that we carry burdens, and there are people we're concerned about who have yet to embrace the Jesus who's risen from the dead. And why don't you just spend a few quiet moments in prayer of people that come to mind that need to embrace the living Savior and enjoy his salvation. Father, you're the God of salvation. You're the only one that can save a soul. And so we give these people to you. And we pray that you would open their eyes, open their hearts to embrace the Christ who is risen from the dead on this Easter. And Lord, you know, as we think about this great truth, may we truly rejoice. And we pray to that end in Jesus' name. Shall we stand as we rejoice? Thank you. help us, truly of all people that should be rejoicing, should be us, who have seen the risen Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit as we read your word and he tells us it's true and we've experienced that life change. So as we continue to think about this, Lord, as we come to your word, enlighten us, encourage us, reprove us, correct us, motivate us to live a life in view of the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. We pray to that end in Jesus' name. Amen.